Yo, 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 welcome back to the freshest new podcast in town. I finally got to do my sarcastic intro. That's dang it. Shut up, that's dang it. And today we're talking about the COVID pandemic, a little bit more of a serious topic. However, we feel like it would be a nice idea to share our experiences and how we perceived the lockdown. So yeah, first question, how did you feel when the lockdown was announced?
Personally, I had a bit of excitement on the first day because I was like, what, 14? Having no school was the best news that you could get at that time. So when we heard that school was cancelled and lockdown was in effect, I was like, yeah, no school, we get to have a break for a bit. But then a couple of days passed, and we got the first announcement of online classes, and that soured the impact. And I don't think any of us at that time expected how long the lockdown would go on. So I think we all kind of had this naive optimism, like, oh, we're just going to get like a month break from school or so on.
I remember I was a bit like, I was very happy because we had winter exams and they were canceled. So I only had to sit 2 exams and then I was like free to go home. So I was super excited.
I remember in the Bundesrepublik, my mother showed me this article, said it will go on for another 2 years. And we were already half a year in. I almost fell off my chair. That hit me like a truck. And I don't know, call me a know-it-all, but I did already have a bad feeling. I was like, oh, no exams. I love structure. And this already put me down a little bit. This would be a good way to check where I'm going and my progress, and it was already taken from me. So yeah, I didn't like that at all.
For me, it was mostly because it started like so early in the year. That was like in the middle of my like sports season. So like, for example, basketball, my whole season was canceled. And that was kind of like, I was kind of sad about that. But also then we had things like the adaptations of it, like we had online training, so for Zoom and everything. I remember that was quite cool. And yeah, in general, my first like memory was that when it got announced was that simultaneously all the seasons, everything was canceled and there was no sports anymore, which was kind of like the biggest impact on me, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I wasn't really expecting it to go that long, as all of us, I think. And it was just time off school, which felt like a good break. But then after week, we learned that it kept being like prolonged and the lockdown kept increasing in time. I feel like I started to come to a place where I was like, I just want to go back to school. So everything goes back to normal because everything was changing too fast, I think.
So how did you guys spend your time during lockdown?
I spent a lot of time like online and trying to stay in touch with my friends and trying to keep the connections and trying to understand what was happening and doing a lot of research.
I think that applies to a lot of us. And the friend in the case of me and my friend Alyssa here, we would spend every lunchtime, I'm not going to call it school, I don't think it was school, after the supposed lessons we should be taking, playing video games. And that did not contribute to our education at all. What I did want to ask as well, though, is to you, Alyssa. How did the lockdown hit Kusei, your cousin? Or half-brother, brother, rather.
It's my brother. I'm not quite sure. I mean, he's also a big fan of video games, so I can imagine he also spent a lot of time just at home and playing. But Jan, like you, he was also a big sports person, so I mean it must have sucked for him as well to not be able to go and play, you know, basketball or so on, or go out with his friends, because he's much more of an outdoorsy kind of person than I am.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, yeah, one thing, like the long impact of it, like a year after, even like tournaments were still cancelled. And I remember our U14 boys basketball team here in school, it's actually, and with Mr. Martinez, it was like one of the best teams we had. Mm. And we were all looking forward to it but then like, I think 2 or 3 days before it got cancelled and everyone was already like preparing to go. So like, it wasn't just like at the start, but like in sports, it was like such a big impact. Things just kept getting cancelled. Mm-hmm. And I think I played like two, I went like one and a half or 2 years without like for basketball stepping inside like a gym. Wow. So like being inside and having training with other people, which is kind of crazy.
After a point with me, it was the same with swimming and swimming competitions. And after a point, I personally started to feel a bit hopeless and just started to feel like there was nothing exciting, like events to look forward to. And I know that personally, even though it didn't have the biggest impact on my mental health, I know this feeling of hopelessness most likely affected a lot of people to a great extent.
I had a similar problem. I used to visit my piano teachers for my lessons, but I could no longer like leave and see her. So I needed to basically teach myself, which was really hard. And all my piano concerts that I had been working towards for a really long time were canceled. And that was really difficult because I had spent ages practicing, especially during lockdown, because that was like the one thing I could do. So
this is so interesting, but I somehow did my lessons online. I put a computer and my teacher would be on her piano and I'd be on mine and we'd figure out a way to practice. But it was, a lot of adapting and change.
Yeah, I had the same experience where I also did my piano lessons online. I remember having to kind of engineer this stand for my phone so that my piano teacher could see my my fingers. I'd squeeze it between two stacks of books in such a way that the angle was right so that he could see my fingers. It was really not the most optimal way to do it, and that was a big struggle. But piano also took up a lot of my time during lockdown as well as drawing, half for fun but also half because IGCSE art just requires you to produce such a massive amount of work basically.
And what was memorable experiences for everybody during lockdown?
I remember going on walks during lunchtimes with my sister. That was really fun because obviously when you're at school, you can't like leave when you're younger. And we had like a good time. I remember like racing her down the street and stuff. Like when we got the chance to leave, we had a good time. That was nice.
I remember it was like, I think the first like proper like school lockdown during Easter, and we had like Easter holidays. And right after the Easter holidays, it was announced that like we wouldn't be going to school anymore and we'd have online school. And around that time, a friend of mine who lives close, and not really close, like 5 kilometers away, we had the idea, because he also plays basketball, the idea was to bring my basketball hoop from my house to his house. And because I had to quarantine because there was a COVID case in my family and he also had to quarantine. So our plan was to quarantine together at his house and basically have 2 basketball hoops. So we'd have like a mini court. So what we did, we were at my house and we just carried my basketball hoop all the way to his house, which took us like 10 hours. It was like ridiculous. We had to make, it was horrible.
Is it like an actual like...
It was a huge, it's huge. It has like wheels, but it took us hours because it was like over hills and like along the Rhine. It was one of the stupidest, but it's like the most fun experiences I've had in a while. And then at his house, it was like 3 weeks of like quarantine and just like doing online school, and then like in lunch breaks we'd go out and play basketball because it was really sunny outside. And I remember that was like a really fun like experience I had with like a friend of mine. We just had like a 3-week sleepover because of quarantining.
And what was the most challenging thing for everybody about lockdown?
I think it was hard to not get to spend time with so many people, even though we had like enough technology to kind of keep in contact with our friends and family members. Just the feeling of not physically being close to anyone was really hard sometimes.
This kind of ties into a memorable experience that I had. I remember distinctly, as Simon said, as soon as online lessons ended, I'd call them up and say, "Hey, you want to play something?" And then my mother would come in and she'd see me on the computer.
Oh, same and, here.
and she would tell me like, you know, how come every time I see you, you're always on the computer? Like, shouldn't you be in lessons? And I said, I'm taking a break. And she's like, every time I see you, you seem to be taking a break. And I said, wow, it's like we have our breaks at the same time. Imagine that. But this kind of ties into one of the challenges of lockdowns that I experienced. me and my mother in such a close proximity for such a long amount of time, we, especially at the start of lockdown, we started getting on each other's nerves a little bit. Because, you know, before lockdown, none of us had ever spent that much time together in the house. And it's a very small house that we lived in as well, so we would constantly encounter each other. But this was a challenge that kind of turned into a blessing over time, because
it brought you closer together.
Exactly. It brought us much closer together, because we were able to learn so much about ourselves. But that, of course, came at the cost of, like you said, not being able to meet up with my friends or so on. And another challenge that I experienced a lot was with travel, because I'd go to Turkey to visit my father almost every holiday. And when COVID hit and the lockdowns hit, of course, after the period of absolutely no travel whatsoever, there were all of these restrictions placed when you were traveling. Like, you needed to have your, you know, vaccine passport, you need to have a letter of permission, you needed to get a COVID test to show that you were negative, and you needed to, in the case of Turkey, fill out a form as well, saying where you're going and so on, so they can keep track of you. And I just remember it being incredibly tedious, going to the test center to get a PCR and then filling out the form and so on. And one time I actually forgot to get a PCR test, and that caused me to miss my flight and be stranded in Istanbul for another day, which was an interesting experience, certainly.
One of the biggest challenges for me was also being scared for, like, my grandparents and the elderly, because I could notice them in a way isolate themselves, because they had to, obviously, in lockdown. And it was hard to keep in touch with, for example, my grandma, because she's not really good at using her phone, and she needed more education on how to use her phone. And I also think it was quite scary, for example, when people would enter their house, and just the fear of constantly having people get the risk of getting the COVID and getting the virus and getting affected really negatively. It was a very unpredictable time. And more than myself, I was scared for my family members and my friends.
On that note, has anyone here actually gotten COVID before?
Yeah, of course.
No, I haven't. No.
Actually, maybe I did. Because me and Daphne, neither of us have ever got COVID. Or Sarah.
Maybe I did, but I just never tested positive. Maybe.
I think I had it once, and it was like right during our DOV trip, like right before, and I couldn't go to the DOV trip, but it was fine. And I don't see.
Oh, was that why you weren't there?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, you were missed by your group. I know, like, we had no competent people there that day.
But yeah, I mean, personally, I didn't have that many symptoms, so it was not that. It was kind of like a cold,
basically. Because, you know, there's a saying going around that, oh, it's just a worse flu.
No, I can actually describe it very well, or rather, a friend of my father's couldn't describe it very well. He was very, very sporty. Oh, not was, he is very sporty. I'm sorry, that sounded very macabre there for a second. And he described it as being hard to breathe. And from having it myself, I can confirm that it literally hurts to take a breath. Now, I didn't have a bad strain, or I wasn't that affected by it, but it is really not pleasant, and you can really feel the strain on your lungs sometimes. Now, I'm going to put it back to what memorable experiences, I had during lockdown. The main challenge for me was that each day basically blended together. Each day I would stand up, or rather get up, get on my daily classes, have breakfast, probably some cereal. And then for lunch, I would go out to the same place in town, get the same sandwich, which was tuna, my favorite, and go back. And each and every single day was exactly the same. I would play video games with this guy here. And everything, I essentially have no memories from lockdown, which is incredible to think about. But if I think about lockdown, there's nothing that springs to mind, basically. And it's something I struggle with as well, because it cost me quite a few points for IGCSE, one might say. Because the same, of course, applied to academics. The only class I remember was from Miss Platt. It was like, okay, everyone keeps messing with the microphones. She's removing the rights of the people on the voice call. That's an intelligent idea. That is the one memory I have from classes. And that was a massive challenge for me.
COVID definitely had like a diverse, like series of impacts on our lives, which made it all the more weird when we kind of got out of lockdown. Do you guys still remember what it was like? Like when you first came out?
For me, it was honestly a bit scary because after being away from everybody for so long, it felt in a way wrong going back to normal life and seeing so many people. And especially even more recently, like in the past year when masks started not becoming obligatory in public places, I felt like something was missing on my face. I felt like I needed to put on a mask because it became the normal, and it was just weird to adjust, like even physically, not more than emotionally for me.
Yeah, because this kind of loosening of lockdown, it was a very gradual transition over time, because we went from, you know, staying at home doing online lessons to having a mix of normal classes and online lessons, yeah, to having just normal classes but with masks and, you know, tables separate.
Opening the windows.
Opening the windows, even during winter, making it absolutely freezing.
And doing COVID tests in class.
Well, I honestly,
oh, don't even remind me.
I honestly think, though, if you like compare that to other countries, in Germany, we didn't really have a proper lockdown. Like, it was, there was no restrictions of you can't go outside.
Yeah.
You could still,
like, go outside and go on a walk. So, like, putting it as, like, a lockdown isn't really kind of fair. I think the only thing that really was like a big challenge was like the testing, like going everywhere with the tests. So that was basically what lockdown was like.
Cotton rod
and wearing a mask. Yeah. So.
Well, one final thing that I do want to say is that I think that comparison isn't quite fair, because we are at the St. George's, and I just quickly want to praise every teacher and all the staff in St. George's, because they reacted amazingly. All of my German friends, they all had no school for 2 years and had to pick up worksheets to fill out. Most of them, they of course never did fill out.
Yeah, no, because of the lack of like laptops introduced in lessons and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, that as well. But of course the parents would also have to do home work from home, etc. There were no digital resources. And so, yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Mortley.
You're welcome.
I'm a big fan of the school in that regard. And yeah, I think that concludes this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for sharing your experiences. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.